Hello, it's George from Ireland. Anyway, thank you for coming back to my channel. Well, I was revolted, not surprised, to hear that Her Royal Highness, whoops, she doesn't use that one anymore, the Duchess of Sussex, me again, Markle, is charging people £1,700 to meet her. Sorry, women only. Rather transphobic, don't you think? But wait a second, there's a men-only event. Feminists like here say, oh, it's a boys' club, that's bad, it's exclusionary, women are discriminated, we're locked out of circles of power again. Well, it's all female circle, but sometimes it's fine. Now, I mean, I don't want to socialize in all male company. Some people want to, go ahead, I wouldn't stop them. Some people want to socialize in all female company, that's okay. I mean, you have the clubs you want. But so it's not necessarily discriminatory as such. I prefer to be in mixed company. But going on, so and I don't dispute her legal right to do this, but yet again she's sort of prostituting the royal image using that title Duchess of Sussex. But you're all about equality, so don't accept the title. It's a title of nobility, suggesting that you're superior to other people. You get this respect because of who you're married to. Not very feminist, but the whole thing about feminism is a woman's status shouldn't be related to whether she's married or not. I mean, to a man, okay? She is her own person. The title shouldn't change from Miss to Mrs. She shouldn't adopt her husband's surname and so forth. But the only reason you got that title Duchess is because you married a very, very high status man, so which is totally inegalitarian. And people don't see the glaring and nauseating hypocrisy at the heart of this. If she's all about equality, she wouldn't be desperate to get into the royal family and to milk that for all it's worth, and trying to brat use the word royal just to sell things to make money. I know they aren't the only ones, I know they're not as bad as Prince Andrew and so on, but they are still bad. Fortunately, Prince Andrew is sort of in hiding, is just shut up. But these two, there was actually a very welcome period of silence from them, but they had to crawl out from under that rock. And by the way, if you want proper privacy, Meghan and Harry, just shut up. Just never show your face in public. Never make any public statements. Just don't be newsworthy. People hardly ever comment on Princess Anne, okay? Even though she's still a working royal, she avoids the limelight apart from her public duties. She's uncontroversial. She's just unremarkable, not very newsworthy, bland, fine. And so just be as boring as possible, and then people will leave you alone. There'll be nothing to comment on. Okay, so next month she's going to be there in Sydney, Australia, and the weekend's called Her Best Life, a 3-day weekend. Oh, the joy. Okay, so podcast hosts are going to be there organizing it. So you see how she's a media hoe, a wellness and empowerment retreat. Oh, yeah, I feel far more powerful hanging around by her. Yoga. Why do you need her for that? She's not an expert on yoga. Sound healing. Okay, but what's that got to do with her being a duchess? Or does she know anything about sound healing? I don't think so. She's a tireless self-publicist. You've got to hand it to her. She's all image. She's all control freakery. She wants to very carefully curate what's said and shown about her, a gala dinner and discussions where there has to be this exaggerated respect shown to her woke opinions. It is an aperture through which to force her woke nonsense. And then what she's charging for all these things, including VIP passes and people paying to get a photo with her. Well, anyone rich enough, stupid enough, and tasteless enough to go, I wouldn't try and stand in their way. I'm not trying to take away their happiness for them and things like that. Just get to meet her. Oh, the joy. I mean, obviously, I would love to meet her to give her a piece of my mind and tell her to fuck off and what a low down scumbag she is. And she's obviously succeeded in taking over the mind of her retarded husband. I mean, he's a vulnerable adult. You can see he's been exploited and abused by her. Everybody in the world knows that, apart from that dimwit himself. So there we go on. And oh, they're into charity. Why don't you give away your millions then? And Prince Harry, you inherited load this from your mother. You were given money from your dad. You thought it was outrageous at the age of 40. You might actually have to work for a living. Okay, I know we're an army officer, but that army officer's salary is about 1% of your income. Oh, we wouldn't have money to do this. They cut us off without a penny, literally. Wow, da-dums. My heart bleeds. What a shocker. And so you're all against imperialism, but wait a second. How did your family get so rich? Your dad's family, indeed your mum's family, and that a lot of that comes from imperialism. That's ill-gotten lucre, and no, you never give a penny of it back. And then you're telling ordinary people who actually work for a living to give away the sweat of their brow to these noble causes. So anyway, that's it. How will this make you powerful? Just sucking up to her and things like that. And you see how inegalitarian it is. Only people with a lot of money to spare can get there to become even more powerful. So if she was spending time helping those who are penniless, spending time with them or whatever, not seeking publicity, then maybe that genuinely would be a good thing. But what does she know that we don't? I mean, the inner workings of the royal family, she's never stopped trash talking her former in-laws. She was only in that family for a year and a half and she left it. My God, is it 6 years ago now? And she just won't shut up about it. Woe is me, I'm the biggest victim of the world. I had such a hard time. So she's vile, going around spreading propaganda. She absolutely hates children, encouraging violence against children. She is sickening. And Prince Harry too. So anyway, the gruesome twosome, California is welcome to them. But I think they're too much for many Californians. So yeah, it won't be the last of this. And okay, you know, if I could get people to pay me £1,700 to spend time with me, yeah, sure, I would do it. You know, it's not necessarily an immoral thing to do. So please send me the money. Well, I suppose I'm jealous in a way that she can make money just by being herself. But the only reason most of us have heard of her is because who she's married to. She was a sort of C-rate actress and she can't act, which is why no Hollywood director will touch her. You know, the name recognition is everything. And you think she's the most bankable name in Hollywood, but she just can't get any parts. And Prince Harry at red carpet events has said to some director, you know, she does voice acting. The guy says, I didn't. So there he is pitching for his wife to get work. But, it didn't pan out for her. Anyway, so they'll go back to Montecito, California. So what do you think of these two? And him being chief impact officer. I don't even know what that is. That's a communications officer. It's not a CEO. And the only reason this unemployed ex-soldier's got it is because of his regal status. And obviously he doesn't face facts. Thinks that the world owes him this life of luxuriance. They should roll out the red carpet for him and things like that. So they are despicable. The crimes of, you know, Prince Andrew or Jeffrey Epstein are nothing compared to the crimes of these two against little kids. But, sadly, they'll be around for a while. I think Prince William's children will grow up. They'll be teenagers. They'll be having girlfriends and boyfriends or whatever. And the media spotlight will move on to them. And these two will gradually fade from view, as Prince Harry's even said for himself. So unfortunately, they haven't made a splash for a while. So can they ever help themselves? Can they ever keep shtum? So I'm glad they've got out of my face a little bit. But this is just, it reminds me why I despise these two. And actually him more than her. He was born into it. He's turned on his blood family. I suppose she has as well, her father. Lying about him too. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallard79@gmail.com. Goodbye.